Last time we started the sugya of Timas Tefela, the Gemara discusses the statement of Rava that if a person has a Tarovis of Issa Veheta and he wants to figure out whether the Tarovis is Mutter or Tarovis is Osir, he can rely on Timas Tefela. Tefela Arma, he has a non-Jewish chef, a non-Jewish baker who can taste the Tarovis, and he can tell him whether there's Issa Veheta, whether the Issa, the Tamil Issa is Nirgash in the head. So we were troubled with this Gemara from many different perspectives. First of all, what's the case? Are we talking about that you have Shishim, that you don't have Shishim? We've been saying till now that if you have a Tarovus Issa Veheta, the way to determine whether the Tarovus is Issa, Tarovus is Mutter, is whether you have Shishim and the Heta can get the Issa. If 60 times, we assume that's the Kabbalah. It was a Machlokis in the demand after Tzari Zayin, Tzari Ches, whether it's Shishim, Neya, is it 60 times in the Heta or 100 times in the Heta, but whatever the shear is, we pass in Shishim. Once you have 60 times in the Heta, can I get the Issa? So we assume that there's no Tam Nirgasha. So now the Gemara is introducing this concept that if the Kfeil Armoa tells you that there's no taste, so then it's going to be Mutter. So do you have Shishim? Do you not have Shishim? So we said from the Gemara, left Tzari Zayin, on the days it's clear that if the Kfeil is not available, of course you can rely on Shishim. That's the second statement of Rava. Like Rava says, Amar Rabbanan B'Taima, Amar Rabbanan B'Kfeila, V'Amar Rabbanan B'Shishim. The Chachamim say that you can rely on Shishim. So what are they talking about? So clearly, that's definitely talking about a situation where the Kfeila is not here. If he's not available, so then you can rely on Shishim. That's for sure. Everyone agrees to that. All the Rishon that we addressed. The question is, if the Kfeila is here, first of all, do we have to have him taste the Tarovus? That's one issue the Rishonim address. Secondly, let's say you don't have Shishim. Kfeila is here, but you don't have Shishim. So can we rely on the Kfeila to assume that there's no Tam in the Tarovus, no Tam of Isser, even if you don't have Shishim? That's the Shaila. Right? So that's a major discussion. Rishonim talk about those different issues as we discussed on Thursday. Okay, that's the first question. Do you have Shishim? Do you not have Shishim? Are you relying on both together? Do you need both the Kfeila to tell you that there's no Tam and that there should be Shishim? What does that mean? Why should you need both? Should this Rashi? We talked about that at great length. But the next series of questions that we have to address for today is, what's this concept of Kfeila Arma, that you're relying on the Kfeila? Is it Kfeila Dafka? What, you can only rely on a chef, on an expert, a non-Jewish expert, to tell you whether there's taste or no taste? Or maybe even a stam goy is sufficient. Bechlal, why should the Kfeila be Neman? Why should we trust the Kfeila? He's a non-Jew. Do we trust the non-Jew when we need some kind of testimony in Beis Din? If you have a Dine Mamonis case, you can have one Jew and one non-Jew, two non-Jews. Well, what's a non-Jew is not Neman to be made in Beis Din. So this episode, we trust the non-Jew. And if he's an expert, why should that make any difference? Why should he be Neman? And why do we need him Bechlal? We're also going to have to talk about, why shouldn't the Yisrael be able to taste the item? Maybe he's not swallowing it. And if he's not swallowing it, what could be the issue? To eat Yisrael, to eat Machalos Asuras, that's certainly a problem. But if he's not eating it, he's just toying with polit, he's just tasting and then spitting it out. There shouldn't be any problem. So why should we even need the guy? So let's talk about the first couple of issues that we mentioned. Is Kfeila Dafka? What's the Nemonis for the Kfeila? And certainly if a Stam Goy is Neman, how can he be Neman? Right? How can the Goy be Neman in this context? So there are several sheetahs in the Rishonim that address this issue. Rashi writes, she writes like this. Lita mekfela. Nachtom ove kochavim, ba'ashmu'ina demuta lismo cholav lefituma v'lo yodi'u shetzichem lo l'dvar isa v'hev. Nachtom ove kochavim. He says, bedavka. He's not just translating the word kfela. It sounds like Rashi is saying, bedavka, the only nemonis is given to the nachtom, to the expert. So he interprets kfela as dafka. And comes the Gemara and says that you can rely on the Kfeila lefituma. What does it mean, lefituma? That means that he's innocently telling us about the taste of the item. There's a concept in Gemara called Mesiach Lefituma. Someone who speaks, right? Sicha. Right? Mesiach Lefituma means he's speaking innocently. B'tmimus. Hey, you know, we ask him, say, you know, how's your day? Oh, did you taste this? How does it taste? Yeah, it tastes fine. You know, it tastes like X. It tastes like potatoes. He doesn't mention anything about it. You say, yeah, is there any meat? Nah, I don't taste any meat. Just Lefitumo. He doesn't realize that we're relying on him to determine the kashrus of the item. Just Mesiach Lefitumo. He's speaking b'tmimus innocently. We shouldn't tell him that we're relying on him. Yeah, we know he's an expert. He's a world-class chef. So if he says there's no taste, then we're going to eat it. We can't tell him that. If he's Mesiach Lefitumo, so then he's going to be nim. So Rashi seems to say that you need two elements. You need a kfeil arma. It has to be a kfeil, a dafkan expert. But secondly, you're not going to tell him that you're relying on him. He's Mesiach Lefituma. Mesiach Lefituma. That's Rashi. Tosfos argues, Samchinan akfeila zatosis avagav dovik ochovim hu, heaven the kfeila hu lo mishakesh lo yafsir umnasa. Says Tosfos, you need a kfeila. Tosfos also interprets that kfeila as dafka. But why is kfeila dafka? He doesn't mention anything about Mesiach Lefituma. Tosfos says that kfeil is neman by itself, not Mesiach Lefituma. In fact, it's probably better, according to Tosfos, to tell him that you're relying on him. Why is that better? Why is he neman? Because the kfeil is not going to be mashaka. Because he'll be mafsid umnasa. Chazaka al uman delomora umnasa. There's a chazaka on an uman, on an expert, that he's not going to get himself into trouble. If this kfeil lies to us, we can find out whether he lied. We can always have another kfeil taste it. Can give it to another expert chef. So he's not going to lie to us because his livelihood is at stake. And he's afraid if people find out that he lied, so then they're not going to patronize him, they're not going to use him. They're not going to use him as a chef. It's not Mesiach Lefituma according to Tosfos. Right? There's a chazaka that he's not going to lie. And that chazaka is enough to rely on him. The Tosfos also learns that you need daft kfeila. But he doesn't say that you should have Mesiach Lefituma. Faker, the Kohen Tosfos is probably better not having Mesiach Lefituma. Let him know, but good and well, that you're relying on him. Because then, Chazak al uman d'lomara umnasi. So far, we have two sheets. We have Rashi, and we have Tosfos. Comes the Rashba. The Rashba makes a kugel. What does the Rashba say? Until now, Rashi and Tosfos both seem to be saying you need the kfeila. But they're interpreting in two different ways. We're going to have to work on Rashi more. I just want to present the sheet this verse, and then we'll try to understand them a little bit better. Both Rashi and Tosfos seem to be saying kfeil is dafka. The question is, do you need Mesiach Lefituma, or is it better not to have Mesiach Lefituma? Comes the Rashba and says, it's impossible that you need kfeil in this case. Kfeil might work, but it's impossible that you need the kfeil. It must be that there are certain circumstances where you don't need a kfeil. How does he know that? He says the Gemara is mashmal that. Where do you see in the Gemara that someone is going to be toim and yet the Gemara doesn't say explicitly that you need kfeila? Where? Koin. Right? The Gemara says that if you're mevashel chuma and chulin, you made a mistake in mevashel chuma and chulin, you don't know if there's a time of chuma and the chulin, it's talking about min b'shein omino, not min b'mino. Min b'shein omino. Chuma. Right? The chuma, let's say you're making a cholent and you have barley of chuma. Dagon can be truma. So you have the barley of truma in the cholent. It's mimbashen amino barley with potatoes, and you want to know whether you have the taste of barley in the potatoes. So comes the Gemara and says, there, I don't even need a kfeil arma. I have the kohen be toim. I bishlam a truma v'chulin, the kotoim le kohen. Toim le kohen? It should have said toim le kohen kfeil. It doesn't say kohen kfeil, it says toim le kohen. That's first of all. Yes, Yaakov? Kohen is so accustomed to tasting chuma. There's really nothing different between the taste of chulin and the taste of chuma. It tastes exactly the same. It's just one happens to be iser, also for a zar, and the other is mutter for a zar. There's nothing unique to the chuma. It just happens to be iser for everyone else. So why should a stam kohen be a bucky and time him any more than anyone else? Right? There are many kohen. I mean, I'm a kohen. I'm not such a good taster. I haven't tasted chuma either, but side there, probably. But there's no unique taste to the truma. It just happens to be asa for a zar. A kfeil is accustomed to all the tastes, so he can discern a taste in the taravis more than a non-kfeil. Ami?
Well, then maybe just to support Yaakov, maybe that's why you don't need a kfeil, because the taste is be no difference?
No. We're talking about min b'shein o mino. Taste is not the same. If it's min b'mino, no one can tell. The Gemara says on Tzadi Zayin, again, Nochamo, Amr Rabbanan b'tayma, Amr Rabbanan b'kfeila, v'amr Rabbanan b'shishim. So the last case is, if lekla make a matayma, if you can't taste it, if it's min b'mino, or if the kfeila is not there, b'shishim. Everyone agrees in such a case that shishim is enough. Because you can't, the kfeila is not going to help you. Right? If it's min b'mino, the kfeila is not going to help you. If the kfeila is not here, he can't help you.
Truma.
Min b'mino is the same as chulin min b'mino. If you have min b'mino but truma, let's say you have barley of truma and barley of chulin, right? So no one can tell, right? So of course shishim works there. You need shishim, but shishim works. You don't need kfeila. Kfeila is not going to help you. Okay? We're talking min b'shein omino over here. Amr Rabbanan b'kfeila is min b'shein omino de isura. Amr Rabbanan b'taima is min b'shein omino de hetera. Min b'shein omino de hetera, meaning truma and chulin. Right? Min b'shein omino de hetera, you can have someone be telling that, but that's because it's mutter for him, it's mutter for the kohen. Truma and chulin is also for the Yisrael, but if the kohen is toimin and he tells us it's okay, that's fine. Amr Rabbanan b'kfeila is, if we're talking about Isser v'heter, Nevela, there's no Jew who can taste that, but the Kfeila Arma can taste it. Right? But by Amr Rabbanan b'tayma, it doesn't say Kohen Kfeila, it says Kohen. Dr. Rajba, don't you see that Stam Goy could be Neman? Because there's no significance to Kfeila. If Kfeila would be significant, if you all Dafka need Kfeila, so by Kohen you should also need Kfeila. So when we're going to rely on the Goy, it's not relying on the Goy as a Kfeila. So why is why does the Gemara say Kfeila? It says Kfeila because that's just the normal way. I mean, who else is going to be able to discern the tastes? Right? He's Bucky for timing, so it makes sense that we're going to use a Kfeila, but it's Urcha de Milsa Naka. Right? Does it have to be Kfeila? It doesn't have to be Kfeila. It doesn't have to be Kfeila, Zokta Rashba. It doesn't have to be Kfeila, first of all, because in Truma, it doesn't mention Kfeila. Right? The Gemara says, Bishlam Truma Toyim Le Koyin. It doesn't say Koyin Kfeila. And secondly, just from the Gemara I mentioned, Amr Abana B'tayma, Amr Abana B'kfeila, Amr Abana B'shishim. Notice, the Gemara distinguishes between B'tayma and B'kfeila. Taima and Kfeila. It sounds like these are two different things. Right? It sounds like these are two different things. So what are they? What's the rule? Zok de Rashba Azad. Let's look in the packet. This is a Rashba in Taras Arayis. Rashba says, Be'ezek kfeila amu, be'kfeila boki b'tayin imharbe, v'afilu b'tayin mu'at, she'en ro b'nei adam agishin bo, v'afilu stam b'nei adam. Mestabra she'afilu shar b'nei adam, she'enam umnim. It's mestabra that even shar b'nei adam that are not kfeila, they also would be nema. What's the raya? So he quotes you the whole Gemara. We don't have to read the whole thing, but turning to page 2, he says, Alma midika, second line, Alma midika, omer toim lakoin, the lakomer toim lakoin kfeila, mashmud laboy kfeila klal. Elakol tam, sheno nigash, lakala toam, im eno tam, ben choshin lo. First of all, doesn't say koin kfeila. That's the first point. Since it doesn't say koin kfeila, so it's clear it's labadafka kfeila. Va'od mida omer rava hashadam rabbanam b'taim, avam rabbanam b'kfeila, rabbanam b'shishim. Min v'sheinu mino v'etera b'taimo, min v'sheinu mino v'issa b'kfeila. Rava sets forth that there are two categories. There's one where taimo works. One with kfeila, mid the mechalek taimo u'kfeila l'shnayim. Shema mino, hainu tam nirgash l'chol b'nei adam. Hainu tam nirgash l'chol b'nei adam. Taimo means that anyone can taste it. Anyone can taste it. A stam koi, not a koi kfeila, anyone can taste it. There are cases that anyone can taste it. Because we're not talking about a koin kfeila. So even when we're talking about a goy, issa v'heter, there are certain situations where a stam goy would also be nemu. It doesn't have to be a kfeila. Just like a stam koin is nemu, it's not a kfeila, a stam goy should also be nemu. Shamina hainu tam nigash l'chol b'nei adam v'lo oma kfeila moi, ala mishum dilma nochri da alma mishake. Abu kfeila lo mora nafshei. The difference between a stam goy and a kfeila is not going to ruin his reputation, but a stam goy might lie because he doesn't care. So, the Rashba, the Kevan Shekain, there are two different categories here. Ikfeilahu, if it's a kfeila, then afilu shalim, Also, v'yodeshul in nisvehadushal and also somchin olav lobeina meisiach lefituma mem samach lamed tov lobeina meisiach lefituma the holomar nafshe. If he's a kfeila arma, then we don't need meisiach lefituma. Kfeila is neman even without meisiach lefituma, and it might even be better if he knows that we're relying on him, because then lomar nafshe, then he's not going to lie, because he'll ruin his reputation. But says the Rashba, v'meisiach lefituma. But if he's speaking innocently about the situation, afilu shar bnei adam, even regular goyim should be neman too. Vasi shlech, right? The whole idea of kfeila is that he's not going to ruin his reputation. So that's where we need kfeila. Kfeila without meisiach lefituma. But if you meisiach lefituma, avadi should be neman. Even a stam goy should be neman. Just like a stam coin is neman. It's like a stam coin is neman. The only difference between coin and kfeila, between coin and goy, is not between Yisrael and goy, it's between heter and issa, between truma and issa and heter. But it sounds like the halacha should be the same. A non-kfeila is the same, whether he's a coin or he's a goy. What's the difference? If he's meisiach lefitumo, then he's neman, even if he's not a kfeila. But then he says there are some who claim you need both. You need kfeila and meisiach lefituma. You should be choshesh for that shita. He says that shita's Rashi, that shita's Rosh. Right, that's Rashi. But the Rashba says me'ikar adil. I don't think it's necessary. There really are two different categories. He says. Right, what do we have so far? Right, what do we have? Let's chart it out. Okay, Rashi. Rashi, and that happens to be the Rush as well. The Rush doesn't quote Rashi, but he says literally the same as Rashi. That you need kfeila, kfeila dafka, umeisiyah levituma, mem samach lamed tuf, umeisiyah levituma. He can't know that we need him. Tosfa says kfeila dafka. Not meisiach lefituma. Right? You don't need meisiach lefituma. Right? The lomara nafsha. So Tosfos already tells us why he's them. Tosfos gives us that hint. Rashi still hasn't told us. And the Rashba says that there are tzvei dinim over here. A kfeila is neman shalob meisiach lefituma. Chazaka d'lomara nafshe. And stam goy is neman meisiach lefituma. Three shittas so far. Josh.
Can we say that the raya of the Rashba from Kohen is fair? Because by Kohen we need a kfeila because it's a yid. So we trust the yid. But by Akum we need to be kfeila because we're afraid that we're not going to trust him. So it has to be kfeila so that he's not going to ruin his reputation.
Valid. Excellent point. We're going to get to it. It's a shit. Very good. Another hand? Yeah.
According to the Rashba,
excellent. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Excellent. Excellent. I'm just presenting the shittas, and then we're going to brainstorm to try to understand the svaras. Some of the svaras we get, some of the boxes have been filled in, but not all of them. Okay. Before we try to explain the shittas, let's just get one final shitta that was mentioned by one of the Talmidim on Thursday. I forget who. What I mean? The Rambam. The Rambam is a fourth shitta. What is the Rambam saying? Is kfeila dafka? According to Rambam, no. Is Meisiach lefituma dafka according to Rambam? No. The Rambam says that you don't need anything. I mean, you need a person, right? A stam goy, even if he's not Meisiach lefituma, it sounds like he has nothing to lose, right? Even if he's not Meisiach lefituma, the Rambam says he's still neman. Pella, right? That's the lashon of the Rambam. Rambam is the most mechudish nekashita here. Mamish pilei kloy in this Rambam. Right, and Lamed, he says, "V'maya basa b'chol v'yayin ezav v'yayin arla v'kilei akam, etc." Im Omar ain bo tam, Okay, you know, look back up. O basa shkotzim ermozim shenizvash lemayer kochiyotzeben toim osam ha'akum v'somchen alpiv. The guy tastes it and we rely on it. Guy? Which guy? Who guy? Kvela? No mention of Kvela. Toim osam ha'akum v'somchen alpiv. Okay. Im omar im botam o sha'omar yesh botam umitam rahu v'ari pavmo akol mota. It means Sham Akum. If there's no goy, then you can rely on Shishin, the Rambam says. He says if the goy is there, the goy can taste it. With some chenal piv, he doesn't mention anything about Mesiach with Ituma. Doesn't mention anything about Kfela. Tepela? Mama Shapela. This is a full shita. Rambam says Stam goy Nemon Av Shalob Mesiach with Ituma. We got our work cut out for us. So which shitas do we have to explain? Basically, we have to explain every shita that assumes that a stam goy is nema than they say it tuma. Now, any shita like that has to be explained. In fact, any shita that holds that we're relying on Mesir Levi Tumah, the question is, why should Mesir Levi Tumah be nema Levi Tumah? Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? It's a v'hetah. We're only talking about Issa v'Hetta, Macholos HaSuris Midrabah. No, we're talking about Daraisis as well already. The Gemara in Bava Kama, at the end of Bava Kama, the Gemara in other places in Shas, assumes that the idea of Mesiach Levitumom that works on a Drabonon level. If you're talking about an Issa Drabonon, a Din Drabonon, so if someone's Mesiach Levitumom, he's just talking. He doesn't think he's giving Eidus. He's just talking Stam. So the Chacham say, look, it's something that you need a nemonis on a drabbana level, Mesiach Levi Tumo is okay. But here we're not talking about drabbana, we're talking about daraisis over here. So how does Mesiach Levi Tumo work b'chol? How does Mesiach Levi Tumo work b'chol? It's really a pal. Before we even get there, let's first start with Rashi. We're going to get to Mesiach Levi Tumah in just a second. Rashi says you have Kfela with Mesiach Levi Tumah. If Mesiach Levi Tumah works, so what do you need Kfela for? If Kfela doesn't work, how does Mesiach Levi Tumah help me? What is Mesiach Levi Tumah by Kfela? I thought the whole idea of Kfela is that he's afraid that he'll ruin his reputation, so therefore he's not going to lie. So what's Mesiach Levi Tumah doing over here? What's Mesiach Levi Tumah doing over here? So comes the Shach and he says, I'll tell you. According to Rashi, I'll tell you the Pshach. Rashi says that really a goy is only nemad in Mesiach Levi Tumah. The key is Mesiach Levi Tumah, not Kfela. In sharp contrast to Tosfos. Tosfos says the key is he's a Kfela. Chazakad lomar anafshe. Now she's not working with a chazakad lomar anafshe. She's working with Mesiach Levi Tumah. Clearly, because he puts the two together. So what? He's working with Mesiach Levi Tumah. He says that's necessary. So what's the purpose of kfeila? Even the stamba, what's the difference? So zok the shach b'shem the mechutin gershin. The shach's mechutin says, you know what the pshat is? Kfeila. You need a kfeila for his expertise. He's a baki b'taimin. It's not because of a chazaka de lomar and afshe. He's not going to ruin his reputation. That's not the idea. The haraya, we need Mesiach Levi Tumah going to Rashi. It's not a chazaka de lomar and afshe here. If it's all Mesiach Levi Tumah, so what do you need a kfeila for? Even a stam goy should be enough. Zakrib Gershin. No, the problem is that a stam goy, we don't know that he's a baki b'taimim. How do we know that he really knows what he's saying? He says there's no taste here, but how does he know? You need the kfeila only to have a bekiyas b'taimin, he says. That's what the Shach quotes from his mechutin. Mechutoni ha'olav ha'merumam. He liked his mechutin. Moreno ha'rav Reb Gershon Natri Achanu Parke Hiksha, etc. He says, al korchach lav taimu mishim d'lomar ha'chazaka darehu meisir l'vitumo. It's not l'mar nafshe, he's meisir l'vitumo. How do we know know he's a Baki B'taimin. It's Poshet. Rashi and the Rosh Mestama, they hold, we're working with Mesiach Levi Tumo. Right? We're working with Mesiach Levi Tumo. Like one case of the Rashba, and like the Rambam, in sharp contrast to Tosis. Tosis says, we're not working with Mesiach Levi Tumo. We're working with Chazakad Lomar Nafsheh. Rashi and the Rosh say, no, you need Mesiach Levi Tumo. Aye, so why do you say Kfeila Dafka, Rashi and the Rosh? The answer is, Kfeila Dafka just is to establish that he's a Baki B'taim. But really, the Koveh is Mesiach Levi Tumo. So it comes out that Akasha really is even according to Rashi. According to Rashi and the Rashba and the Rambam, you see that the nemonis of this Kfeila Arma is based on Mesiach Levi Tumo. Tosa says it's chazaka b'lomar nafshi. It's a new nemonis. It's a chazaka. It's a rove. It's a rove that we assume he's not going to lie. Okay, that I can hear. Rove works by the rices, so maybe it'll work over here as well. But if you're talking Mesiach Levi Tumo, Rashi and the Rosh say we're talking Mesiach Levi Tumo. Kfeila is just to establish that he's a Baki B'taimin. The Rashba says that a Stam Goy is going to be Neman Mesiach Levi Tumo. The Rambam says that a Stam Goy is Neman even without Mesiach Levi Tumo. How's the Goy going to be Neman according to these three Shittas? According to Tosis, I hear Chazakad Lomar Anafshe. Okay, Givaldik. But if you hold that you need Mesiach Levi Tumo, and Koshken according to the Rambam that you don't even need Mesiach Levi Tumo, how's the Goy going to be Neman? Question. Yes.
Do the same Svara applies
to the coin
as well. How many of the coin
leaders
we talked about
should
require a coin
to fail? I think according to Rashi and the Rashi, wouldn't the coin fail? I think so. The Rashba suggests, maybe not. Not because the Rashba holds that you don't need kfeila, stam is nemav meisel vituma also. But according to Rashi and the Rashi, if you really need a kfeila to establish that he's a baki b'taim, the coin would also have to be kfeila. So how does Mesiach Levi Tumo work? This is the $64,000 question that all the Achronim try to understand how to answer. The Taz and the Shach, they work very hard in the Shulchan Aruch because they collect all the Shittas. The Beis Yosef collected all the Shittas. So now they try to understand what are the Shittas all about. So comes the Taz, he quotes a Chumash Sadeshin, who suggests that maybe Taka, this is only a Rabbanim. Maybe we're talking about the Rabbanim. Rabbanim? How is this a Rabbanim? Anyone? How is this a Rabbanim? What? Tam ke'ikad rabbanim. Maybe these shittas hold tam ke'ikad rabbanim, that when you know say when you have an asinas tam into a davar shel heter, it's only an issur rabbanim. Nevela itself, besar nevela itself, that's a deraisa. But if the besar nevela was only nosin tam into potatoes, tam ke'ikad, how do you know that the tam is the same as the ikad? That's a rabbanim. We talked about this a great length, right? Are there psukim? Is it just nasmach de ba'alma, etc.? But okay, some sheet that saw that it's the rabban. Rashi holds that tam keikah the rabban. Good according to Rashi. Yeah, the problem is the Rosh doesn't hold tam keikah the rabban. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and says tam keikah the raisa. The Chumash Sadeshin is really trying to explain the Rashba, but they point out the Rashba also seems to hold tam keikah the raisa. It's a nice idea. It's a good suggestion. The svara. It doesn't work out so well. It doesn't work out so well. Because the Rashba seems to hold, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Keikah D'Oraisa. The Rosh certainly holds Tam Keikah D'Oraisa. What's more, we pointed out that everyone agrees in one area that Tam Keikah D'Oraisa. What's that area that everyone agrees Tam Keikah D'Oraisa? That even if the all other psukim for tam ke'ikar are only asmach de ba'alma, but this is not an asmach de ba'alma. Basa b'cholav, exactly, Jake.
Speak up, don't be embarrassed.
Basa b'cholav, that was you? It was Yosef. No, you masked it. I thought it was Jake. Basa b'cholav, exactly. Basa b'cholav. Everyone holds tam ke'ikar d'raisa by basa b'cholav. So what, Tima's Kfeila is not going to work by Basa B'Cholav? That's the case the Gemara is going on! Basa B'Cholav! Right? Bisho B'Basa Lo Yivasha B'Cholav. Even Bisho B'Nosim Tam. We're talking about Basa B'Cholav. That's goof of the case that the Gemara says that Tima's Kfeila works. But it's the Raisa! The Chumah Sadeshin doesn't help us B'Cholav. Everyone holds that Tam Keikah the Raisa by Basa B'Cholav. And the Rambam is Garshver, because the Rambam says you don't even need Mesiach Levi Tumo. Okay, Mesiach Levi Tumo only works by the Rabbanans, not by the Raisas. We can pilpul Tam Keikah the Raisa, the Rabbanans. But the Rambam says you don't even need Mesilas Chitumah. How does that work? Amish Apella. Okay, so before we deal with the Rambam, let's first answer for Mesiach Levitumah. Let's figure out how Mesiach Levitumah is going to work over here. How does Mesiach Levitumah work if Tam Ke'ikar Derais? So the Taz is a Murad Gechidish. The Taz says that the only time that Mesiach Levitumah doesn't work by Derais is if you need Eidus. Right? If you need Eidus, so then Mesiach Levitumah can only work by Derabbanas. But by Isurim, by Issa V'Hetah, you don't need Eidus. Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurim. Nemonus is enough. You don't need an Eidus. It's a different halach. Right? Sometimes we need Eidus, and sometimes Nemonus is sufficient. Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurim. Nemonus means that you need a hochacha. You need some kind of a proof, but you don't need a shame aid. You don't need a Hagodas Eidus itself. It's a lower level. It's a lower level, he says. D'hode amina d'emeseich l'vitumo nema b'mili d'araisa haynu b'midi d'boi eidus dafti, he says. You need eidus? So then, in a din d'rabbanon, meseich l'vitumo will work. Masha'enken b'esav ahetar shaper mahani d'bozeh lo b'inan eidus gemura. Hochocha is enough by Yisurim, because there you don't need Eidus, you only need Nemonis. How does he know? What's the difference? How does he know Yisurim is different? It says Teida. The Ha'eid Echad Nemon by Yisurim Lahatim. And Eid Echad is Nemon by Yisurim, but by Eidus, you need two Eidim. How is one Eid Nemon? You see that there's a different concept over here. Yisurim doesn't need an Eidus, it needs Nemonis. It needs a Hochocha Ba'alma. It just needs a Hochocha Ba'alma. The whole point is he's just speaking innocently. He doesn't know that we're relying on him. So the fact that he says it, that's a hochacha, that Mistam, it's true. Right? He's not lying. Why would he lie? There's no value to him lying. He doesn't realize that we're relying on him. Look, a kfeila, he's talking Rashba, right? The Rashba has two sides to the coin. Rashba says, a stam guy is never meisel v'yitum. So we asked, hi, but meisel v'yitum only works by the Rabbanans, and the Rashba holds tam keker the Raisa. So Zot Taz, no. Meisel v'yitum works only by the Rabbanans in a case where you need Eidus. But here, Nemonis is sufficient. The haraya, the kfeila would be neman without meisech levitumo. Chazakad lomar anafshe. The Rashba agrees with Tosfos that the chazakad lomar anafshe certainly works. If you need eidus, how does that work? A rove works instead of eidus. Obviously, we're talking about a realm where hochacha is sufficient. So if hochacha is sufficient, meisech levitumo is enough, even by daraisas. Mesiach Levitumo is enough even by the Raisas. The only time we say Mesiach Levitumo only works by the Rabbanans is where you need Eidus. So that's a Chiddush, right? Where the Torah requires some kind of Eidus, still there's a Chiddush that Mesiach Levitumo will work if it's only a Rabbanan. But here you don't need an Eidus. V'haraya the Kfeila works even without Mesiach Levitumo because of a Chazakad Lomar Nafshe. So that shows you that you need a Hochacha. So Rov is a Hochacha. Mesiach Levitumo is also a hochacha. Eid echad nemon b'isurim. There's a nemonus. There's a hochacha in what he's saying, and that is sufficient. Zok the Taz. That's the yesod of this sugya. Mesiach Levitumo works over here because you don't need an eidus. You only need nemonus. And Mesiach Levitumo can work even by darais as if all you need is just nemonus. Okay. Questions. The Shach offers a different approach. The Shach says it's not a chiluk between Eidus as opposed to Nemonis. What's the Yisod? What's the Yisod according to the Shach? The Shach says the whole Yisod is you can check up on him. Efshel Amekam Amilsa. Right? It's a Milsa da Avida Legluye. You can check up on him. Dafka Echadulekal Amekam Allah de Milsa Hudeino Vikachav Mesel Levitum Onema Beisatara. Look, you could give it to someone, right? If you have a stam guy over here, right? So the stam guy is telling us something. Right? Why should the stam guy be neman?
It's a daraisa.
Meisil v'tumah is neman only by the rabbanans. Said the shach, no, this is a special case. You're asking the guy his opinion. Well, we're not even asking him. He's just saying his opinion. But he knows you can check up on him. So the fact that you can check up on him, that raises Mesiach Levitumo to a higher level. Because you can check up on him, you can give it to a kfeila, so therefore, even by Daraisas, Mesiach Levitumo is going to be Nehemiah. That's the Shach's Chiddush. That if Ikala Mekam Allah de Milsa, if you can figure out whether it's true or not true, the people are not even going to be Mesiach Levitumo. They're certainly, if there's a kfeila, he's certainly, if he's a kfeila who knows that you're relying on him, he certainly isn't going to lie, because then he'll ruin himself. But even a guy who's just Meisech Levitumo Stam, he's not going to lie if you can check up on him, because he'll feel foolish. He's not going to lie. So even though Meisech Levitumo normally only works by Darabanans, it'll work by Daraisas, if Ikla Mekam Allah de Milsa. So that could explain the rush that Meisech Levitumo works. Kfeila Dafka is only to make sure he's a Baki B'taimim, but Meisech Levitumo will work even by Daraisas, according to Rashi. That explains the Rashba, that a Stam Goy is Neman by Meisech Levitumo, even though there's no Chazaka by him. It's a Daraisa. No, it's equal to make him a lot of Milsa, so we're not afraid. And this can also explain the Rambam. According to the Shach, we could be Marbiach the Rambam too. That the Rambam says you don't need kfeila, you don't need Meisech Levitumo either. Why? The Rambam has a yesod that whenever you can find out whether the guy is telling the truth or not, if it's a milsa davida legluye, lo mishakri inshi. People are not going to be mishakri over there. The Rambam holds that works even by daraisas. Even by daraisas. The Rambam says that eid echad b'misas habal. Right, to testify about Mises Habal, even though that's a daraisa. The Rambam says, afilu evet, afilu shivcha, afilu edi pi eid, milsa davida legluye, lo mishakri inshi. The person's going to be neman even by daraisas. Now, of course, if you need shnei eidim, we're talking about dine mamonis, this is a different story. Right? If it's exeris hakosa that you need shnei eidim, so one eid is not going to be sufficient. But the idea that one eid is neman because you can check up on him, even though it's a daraisa, one eid is going to be neman to say that meis baila. How does that work? It's a daraisa to be mater lashuk. How does that work? Because the Rambam has this yisod that if you can check up on the person, then he's not going to be mishaker. It's like a chazok. Right? If you can check up on the person, he's not going to be mishaker. And even by daraisas, he's going to be neman. So according to that, the Rambam would say, even if there's no Meisech Levituma. The Shach is trying to explain why Meisech Levituma would work over here. Even though Meisech Levituma only works by the Rabbanans, and this is a Daraisa, he says, here it'll work. If Ikla make a Mala de Milsa, Meisech Levituma can work. But the Rambam goes even further and says, if Ikla make a Mala de Milsa, then even without Meisech Levituma, the person is going to be Neman. Abay is going to be Neman. Ashifcha is Neman. And Evan is Neman. Because if they're not going to lie, then they do have nemonis, except where you mamish need shnei edim. If there's exeris akosa by dinin nefashes, by dinin mamonis, there's exeris akosa that you need shnei edim, so then shnei edim are necessary. But if there's no exeris akosa that you need shnei edim, even without meisech levitumah, the Rambam says, if you can make them a lot of milsa, if you can check up on them, then they'll be nemon, even by their isis. So that can explain the Rambam shita. It's a big chiddush. We normally don't assume like that. We normally assume that only by the Rabbanans should they be Neman. Right? Or only if there's at least Meisech Levitumo, he should be Neman. The Rambam goes even further. But based on these two Yesodos, the Yesod of the Taz, the Yesod of the Shah, we can begin to understand the Shittas, that Kfeilab Meisech Levitumo, or maybe Stamgad Meisech Levitumo is going to be Neman over here, either because we don't need Eidos, it's only Yisurim, and maybe Hochacha, Nemonis is sufficient. Or if he can make him a lot of milsa, if he can check up on him, so therefore we assume that there's a chazaka, it's the truth, he's not going to lie. So Meisech Levitumo can even work by the Raisas, and according to the Rambam, even if he's not Meisech Levitumo, if he can make him a lot of milsa, the Rambam says that even by the Raisas, he's going to be Neman. So that could be the yesod of the Sugya, that here we have a Nemanis, a special Nemanis, that the that the kfeilo, or even the stam guy, is going to be neman, because this is a unique situation. Either it doesn't need eidus, it's just iser stam, which needs only a chacha, or ikul mekam ala de milsa. So therefore, since you can check up on him, we assume it's the truth. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a little bit of halacha.